Anybody that has kids knows the worry of sending them off to cruise on the World Wide Web. With a few keystrokes, they can find themselves on some pretty disgusting websites. So a number of companies have developed software programs called net monitors. What they do is block access to any sites that aren't suitable, things like pornography and violence. Mattel's contribution to keeping the hearts and minds of our young people pure is something called Cyber Patrol. Like other net monitoring programs, it's designed to protect children from the perils of the web. Now, any parent knows the best way to get a kid really interested in something is to tell them they can't have it. So a Canadian student by the name of Matthew Scala decided to hack into the program to figure out what he was missing. Turns out that Mattel's idea of what's inappropriate goes far beyond what the average parent would consider taboo. Cyber Patrol blocks pornography, all right. But it also blocks things like the homepages of some college students, a sheet music publisher, and even the American Air Power Heritage Museum. Journalism pages and some anti-nuclear sites are also targeted. The most ridiculous example of this is the blocking of Canada's national news service, the CBC. About the only thing that children could suffer from by going to the CBC site is acute boredom. It's apparent that Mattel has arbitrarily decided what's appropriate and what's not. Anyone who disagrees with Mattel is added to their list of blocked sites, including Matthew Scala, the student who cracked the program in the first place. What's really scary about the whole thing is that Cyber Patrol is the most widely used software of its kind. Now, at the same time that Cyber Patrol is controlling cyberspace, Mattel has introduced presidential candidate Barbie. Given Mattel's hijinks in cyberspace, she'd be a better candidate for the CIA. There's no doubt that all this cloak and dagger stuff is bound to hurt her bid for the White House. But in true Barbie fashion, when asked what she thought about Cybergate, her answer was, no comment. But despite the controversy, there is an upside. Instead of presidential Barbie, why not hacker Barbie? Or better yet, CIA Barbie? I can see it all now, a trench-coated Barbie complete with wire cutters, remote internet access, and dark glasses. Move over, Dana Scully. Cyber Barbie's here.